This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the Villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode every Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Hi, this is Mike Roth. I'm here today on Open Forum in the Villages to talk about something a little bit different. The Villages runs something called the Enrichment Academy, where villagers and other residents of the area can come to learn about various topics and information. I'm proud to announce that I will be teaching a podcasting course, Podcasting 101, at the Village Enrichment Academy in November of 2022 and in February 2023. The courses will be taught on Thursdays for about 2.5 hours at the Lake Miona Recreation Center. What am I going to cover in the podcasting course? Well, first of all, what is podcasting? Podcasting is definitely not posting some videos on YouTube. Second, we'll learn why there are over 104 million podcasts out there for people to listen to. One of the things that we'll discover is that 65% of the podcasts are listened to when people are commuting or doing activities like working out at the gym. We'll understand in the course why audio podcasting is by far more popular than video podcasting. Many people don't understand what it's going to take to create a podcast. A podcast actually can be created with nothing more than your cell phone and a little bit of editing software that's free. People want to understand, we'll teach in the course how podcasting works. What are the preferred formats of audio, and what's the best way to get your message out there? One of the things that we'll be talking about is, can podcasting become an income stream? Rogan seems to be making about $30 million a year from podcasting. Most podcasters will see nowhere near that amount of money. But it's a great little hobby. A decision that most podcasters have to make early on is whether they're going to do live podcasts or be pre-recorded. I personally prefer pre-recorded, although in the past I've done over 300 live podcasts in Cincinnati from 2012 to 2017. Even a live podcast can be edited after the fact, but if you have 100 or 2 live listeners, you have to worry about what's being said live. What are the subjects that people cover in the most popular podcasts? Aside from comedy or political commentary, there are podcasts on photography, cruising, other travel, religion. In the Villages, I think we're going to have a podcast on pickleball, a podcast on other sports, whether it's softball or bowling, podcasts in the performing arts, and of course, we can't leave out a podcast on butterflies. Every year, there are over 104 million listens to podcasts. The number of podcasters in America is over 1 million. Creating a podcast can be a fun hobby, and you can provide interesting information to all of your listeners. Not every topic is suitable for a podcast. However, I think the most important thing is to select a podcast subject that is going to create an audience. Creating an audience is really what it's all about. Getting thousands of people to listen to what you have to say and provide information. In Cincinnati, my podcast was called Cincinnati Business Talk. And over the years that I did it, I had over 90,000 listeners to the podcast. The single most listened to episode that I produced was with a fellow named Rich Apuzzo, who had been a weather person on Fox in Cincinnati. Our discussion centered around why global warming is not true from a weather perspective. He had a very convincing set of arguments. I'm not going to tell you whether I think they were true or false, but the show created a lot of listens. The better the topic that you pick for your podcast, the more listeners you're going to get generically. In podcasting, there are over 50 different podcast syndicators that you can use. And in the course, we're going to discuss why you should narrow down your choices of podcast hosts and be extremely specific about which ones you decide to use, because they will materially affect the listenership and how quickly the listenership grows. During the course of the Enrichment Academy program, I will teach our attendees about what equipment you need to buy, what software you need to use, and how to use the software to make your podcast really sound good. And then we'll go on to some of the things that you need to do to promote your podcast to make sure that you create an audience. In podcasting, most users will find your podcast by using search engines. And so there's some tricks of the trade that we'll learn that help get your podcast listened to. If any of this made any sense to you, go to the Enrichment Academy online and sign up for the course. The course will be running in November, the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th. There'll be different material in each week, and there'll be homework. We will be creating a podcast, and we'll be listening to some of the results that people get. In February, the dates are 2, 9, and 15. The time will be from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Lake Neona Recreation Center. The cost of the course will be $60, and I hope to see many of you there. Thanks for listening. Remember, our next episode will air live next Friday at 9 a.m., or should I say pre-recorded, but that's when it'll be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022, all rights reserved.